We are in Taipei, Taiwan, and we're going to show you the fun things you can do here. Our first stop is National Palace Museum.
This museum in Taipei houses one of the world's largest and most impressive collections of Chinese art and artifacts, spanning over 8,000 years of history.
And here there's some ancient Chinese writing, and up there on the plaque, it shows the translation to modern day Chinese. This is a special exhibit about yin tai, which is when you're doing Chinese calligraphy. It's this stone where you put ink inside, and I used to do that in Chinese school.
I used to use this one in calligraphy class too, and it looks like a cell phone.
I like all the white ink stones, they look so fancy. And then this one right here, I think the ink flows through the whole thing. It's like a yin garden.
The cabbage is the most famous thing on display at this museum, but unfortunately, for some reason, it's not out today. That's like if the Mona Lisa decided to just not be displayed on a certain day.
Sometimes they'll have the ring and the meat-shaped stone or the fatty pork or whatever, and sometimes they'll have the cabbage. So they rotate it out every time. It looks very fatty.
This section has a lot of precious items made of jadeite.
This is the ancient weapons exhibit. This is a special exhibit.
There. This is calligraphy on silk, and if you zoom out, you'll see that this one piece required a whole room for it. Now we're checking out the Evoking Aura exhibit. This section is probably the most crowded of the whole museum. It's where the ivory stuff are. Ivory is elephant tusk, and I don't think I've seen it before because in the US that would kind of not be okay. And that's the National Palace Museum.
I really like the jade exhibit. I wish the cabbage was there on display, but I really like the pork chop meat thingy.
So I guess my favorite single item would also be the meat, the rotating meat thing. Oh, and I also liked all the calligraphy and seeing the ink stones, just more of the traditional Chinese stuff. Now we are at National Taiwan Science Education Center.
This museum is dedicated to promoting science education through interactive exhibit.
We're starting on the 8th floor, which is as high as we can go, and we're gonna walk on this bridge. Of all the science centers we've been to, this is probably the highest bridge or view.
Beam to beam. That way if I fall, or if this thing collapses, I land on the beam before I get injured or die. Okay, I feel safer here.
We've reached the very top, which is technically the 9th floor. And if you look down here, oh my gosh, that's so steep. But look at all the escalators crisscrossing. That's a pretty cool view.
Now we're checking out Robot Show.
We're gonna check out Make Possible, the semiconductor exhibit. this exhibit, you can see the computer chip up close.
So testing this out, I built a fan, but it doesn't produce that much wind.
What if I add a negative circuit to a plus circuit on two pulses?
This is the amazing world of mathematics.
Bike.
My first time riding one of these.
Oh wow. Oh, that feels off. It's so hard to pedal. No, I reached it. I went. This car is 500 kilos. Smelling station. If you pump this, you get to smell it. Mmm, very nice. Okay, I think that's some kind of tree bark. This one I think is coffee. Yeah, it's coffee. Ooh, this one's my favorite. It's some kind of, oh, it's tanna seed. Most science museums, they it's just playing and they don't really teach you much. In this museum, they actually explain physics. And this is like a real life rhino, except it's not deadly because he's not alive, he's fake. I mean, what if he is real and he's just frozen? This is a chart that shows you how long each animal lives, from youngest to oldest. So this is a dragonfly. I know they live like 1 week or 1 month, I forgot. And then a mole. Rat, hare,
you don't have to name every
woodpecker.
Single.
Now we're checking out from me to we. So at the beginning, you can choose between a Chinese and English a pamphlet. Inside, they have a map of all the attractions inside this exhibit.
I'm about to try the pregnancy simulator. Okay. Ah, oh no, what a baby.
Inside the human mouth. I think he might have some cavities. Okay, I'm being swallowed right now. Oh, this is disgusting. And then it gets pooped out.
And that is the National Taiwan Science Education Center.
I really like the fifth floor because it was very interactive and they had a lot of cool exhibits. But overall, this museum is pretty fun. This is one of the best science museums I have ever been to because they teach you a lot and it's very fun.
I agree that this is one of the best science museums I've been to. The thing I'll remember from here is the pregnancy simulator.
On to our next stop.
We are at Taipei Eye and we're gonna watch the Monkey King.
This cultural venue features traditional Taiwanese performing arts.
Hmm. Now we're gonna do some Chinese paper cutting. Over here, the actress is putting on her makeup. We're gonna take a photo with a performer that will be on stage.
The show's gonna start soon and no recording is allowed.
And that is Monkey King at Taipei Eye.
My favorite part was when the final boss came and the Soul Kong wrapped the rope around his leg and then he tripped.
This is an all-around great experience because there was a pre-show with so many cultural activities you could do. And when you're watching the show, there's a live orchestra and also acrobatics. They're dressed up in costumes and makeup. Everything just looks so traditional, but also such high production at the same time. And another great thing about this venue is there's four languages: English, Japanese, Korean, and Chinese. So if you speak one of those four languages, you can understand the subtitles and the staff.
See you in the next video. Bye!